Within the glades, they found the house of Circe, built of smooth stone upon commanding ground. All round about were mountain wolves and lions, which Circe had charmed by giving them evil drugs. These creatures did not spring upon my men, but stood erect, wagging their long tails, fawning, as hounds fawn round their master when he comes from meat, because he always brings them dainties that they like. So round these men the strong clawed wolves and lions fawned. Still my men trembled at the sight of the strange beasts. They stood before the door of the fair-haired goddess, and in the house heard Circe singing with sweet voice, while tending her great imperishable loom, and weaving webs fine, beautiful, and lustrous as are the works of gods. Polites was the first to speak, one ever foremost, and one to me the nearest and the dearest of my comrades. "Ah, friends, somebody in the house is tending a great loom and singing sweetly. All the pavement rings. A god it is, or a woman. Then let us quickly call." He spoke. The others lifted up their voice and called, and suddenly coming forth, she opened the shining doors and bade them in. The rest all followed, heedless. Only Eurylochus remained behind, suspicious of a snare. She led them in and seated them on couches and on chairs, and made a potion for them. Cheese, barley, and yellow honey stirred into Pramnian wine, but mingled with the food pernicious drugs to make them quite forget their native land. Now, after she had given the cup, and they had drunk it off, straight with a wand she smote them, and penned them up in styes. And they took on the heads of swine, the voice, the bristles, and even the shape, yet was their reason as sound as heretofore. Thus, weeping, they were penned, and Circe flung them acorns, chestnuts, and cornel fruit to eat, such things as swine that wallow in the mire are wont to eat. Eurylochus, meanwhile, came to the swift black ship to bring me tidings of my men and tell their bitter fate. Strive as he might, he could not speak a word, so stricken was he to the soul with sore distress. His eyes were filled with tears, his heart felt anguish. But when we all, in great amazement, questioned him, then he described the loss of all his men. "We went, as you commanded, noble Odysseus, through the thicket, and found within the glades a beautiful house built of smooth stone upon commanding ground. There somebody was tending a great loom and loudly singing, some god or woman. The others lifted up their voice and called, and suddenly, coming forth, she opened the shining doors and bade them in. The rest all followed, heedless, but I remained behind, suspicious of a snare. They vanished, one and all. Not one appeared again, though long I sat and watched.